Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I'm psyched that we're having Ninko on so I can finish my sandwich.
Yeah.
No offense, Rob.
I'm sure you are. Rob Ninkovich joins us right now. Hey, Ninko.
What's all this pastrami talk? You got me hungry right now.
Listen, you are a guy who can eat whatever you want and stay in shape, and we hate you. I mean, you don't have to... since retirement, do you have to worry about a New Year's resolution? Like, do you have to eat less in the New Year or anything like that?
Yeah, because I'm going to start looking like a melted candle pretty soon.
I'm living the dream, kid.
I don't run every day like I used to. So, yeah. Like, you know, the first year out, everything was cool. Like, yeah, I look pretty good. You know, nothing's really losing. Like, I'm not losing muscle. And then the second year, this second season, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, where the hell did my pecs go? They're kind of disappearing. So I got to change up. I'm on a diet right now.
Are you?
You know, yeah, I'm trying to just, like, tone up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize that in the normal, like, world of not playing a sport, like, people drink daily. Yeah. Like, you go to any event, have a drink. You go to, you know, you eat terribly, and your body starts to look, you know, terrible. So I got to change it up or else you're going to not recognize me in a couple of years. The lettuce will be gone. The belly will be three times the size, and I'll just look like a terrible, terrible under fat human being.
Well, I would like to address yesterday with you, and I mean, I think that there were some fans, some of the diehards, who went into that game not necessarily knowing what Patriot team we would get based on some of the games this season. And that was just an extraordinary effort by that team yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many negative people in the world that want to see the Patriots, you know, be that team that, you know, everyone was afraid that was going to show up. But honestly, I mean, I knew that was going to happen. I had them winning by 10 points. I didn't necessarily think the Chargers would suck that bad. but, you know, the flight caught up to them, the travel caught up to them, the scheduling caught up to them because, you know, their internal clocks, they're playing that 1 o'clock game. Internally, they're playing at 10 a.m. They're not used to playing football at 10 a.m. You know, they got to get up at 5:30, 4 a.m., you know, their time, 4:30 their time, 5 o'clock their time, they're getting up. Hard to go to bed that early. You know, they'd have had to been in bed by like 7, you know, here. So it's just like, it just wasn't happening for them. So you could kind of see that from the start, their first drive, their first defense sort of try and stop the Patriots. It's impossible. So, you know, the challenge is going to be for the Patriots now to take that energy and go to Kansas City where it's going to be insane. I mean, I've played there. We played there on a Monday night in 14. It was an absolute just insane game as far as the fans and crowd noise. So they're going to have to do exactly what they did yesterday in Kansas City to beat that team. They're going to have to play from ahead, you know, can lead that game the whole way through and not fall behind. Because when you fall behind, their defense plays better, the crowd noise gets involved. So I hope they win I hope that they get the ball to start the game.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, so many interesting aspects to that game yesterday. So, you know, starting off with Bill Belichick deciding to take the ball. I mean, he always defers, and you know him better than anybody. So is that, you think that was just, you know, his feeling that they needed to go down and score right off the bat?
Yeah, I think that they, you know, the way that this team is built, they have to run the football. They have to control the clock and, you know, really in this whole game, they were able to run the football, you know, manage the clock, have long drives, quick three and outs by the Chargers offense. You know, put a lot of pressure on Rivers to where they had to play catch up the whole game. So, you know, they get the ball, go down, score. Chargers get the ball, they score. So if, you know, you're looking at it, you're like, okay, it's 7-7, and then Patriots get the ball, score. Chargers punt, Patriots score, then it's just out of hand already. I mean, when it was 21-7, I was like, it's already over. It's already over. Just because the touches and the amount of attempts that you have on offense and the way that you're playing in a cold environment where they're not used to playing in the cold, with the 1 o'clock game when they're not used to playing at that time, you just could see it. Like, they just didn't have it. So, you know, moving forward, they need to play from ahead in Kansas City. So if that's taking the ball first, they got to take the ball first and they got to try and score, because of the fact that Kansas City is an explosive offense. They can score fast. Every time they get the ball, I mean, they could score in three plays. Yeah. So the Patriots definitely have to play from ahead and, you know, use the clock to their advantage with long drives, running the football, taking the crowd out of it. And you do that by having those long drives that kind of bore people, you know, like, hey, this is the crowd's not into it as much as they would be as if it was third and long. You know, keep all the downs manageable, basically.
Is it safe to say, after seeing his comments after the game, immediately after the game on national television, that we know what Tom Brady is playing for, and that Tom Brady has been listening and has been upset with those who believe that he is done and that the dynasty is done?
I mean, it's hard not to listen to all the negative things out there in the media. You know, look, 8 years of an AFC championship, I mean, there's nobody's going to see that ever again. And I'll be the first one to say that you're never going to see another NFL team play for 8 consecutive championships in their division or in the AFC, NFC, whatever. And that's just because there's not going to be coaches that stick around on a team that long, you know?
Right.
There's not going to be quarterbacks that you can have play for 20 years and be that good. So, you know, it's a pretty special thing to be involved with, you know, be a part of that. And it's special for everyone that's a fan to be a New England fan. So everyone needs to really enjoy it, because when this thing eventually does, you know, go the other way, it's you're never going to see that again. So I want to see them play like they did Sunday in Kansas City, beat those guys, get to the Super Bowl, win it, because it's unreal to see it. And, you know, I know the mental side of it. It's so mentally challenging. You know, physically it's tough. Yeah, it's not easy to play this long every single year, but mentally, I think the mental side is even more challenging, knowing, okay, like, we're in the AFC, we're in the championship again, we got to get to the Super Bowl, we got to win the Super Bowl, because if you don't win the Super Bowl, you'd almost rather not win the AFC championship, because it's such a terrible feeling to lose the Super Bowl. You know, it's unreal. So, you know, for them to go not only back-to-back Super Bowls, but if they win this game, they go back-to-back-to-back. I mean, that's just nuts. So I'm a huge, huge just fan now. I feel like a fan, just fanboy, because everyone that's on that team, I've played with them, and I know what they're going through, and I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
But, I mean, you had some incredible performances yesterday, and I look at Bubs, you know, Edelman, I mean, played his heart out yesterday. Gronk, you know, one catch but blocked his face off yesterday. I mean, and those are guys that you played with, Rob, and those are guys that are not done, you know?
Yeah. I mean, only thing is, I hope they didn't, you know, shoot their load playing that game, because 150 yards, you know, Julian's probably really sore today.
I would assume
they're going to have to recover quickly. They don't have 2 weeks, so they're going to have to get their bodies back to the best they can possibly be, because you're going to have to ride Julian, and, you know, Gronk's going to have to do that again in 6 days. So, you know, those guys got to recover. They're going to have a flight out to Kansas City, and they got to be ready to go, you know, come Sunday. So I think that, you know, Julian, obviously we all know that he's a warrior, and he's going to, you know, he'll be ready to go. You know, that guy's, you know, as tapped as anybody I've met. So, you know, he's going to be out there flying around like he always does. So I hope that they can go out there and contribute just like they did yesterday. I mean, you can't win without those guys. So if you're Kansas City, you know, you have to really, you know, pay attention to the things that the Patriots are doing. I was surprised, really, that the Chargers were just that lackadaisical in all aspects. So, I mean, they deserve to lose just by the way they played. You know, I'd rather see the Patriots, a team like them, that they're prepared and they're ready to go, move on, as opposed to, you know, you see teams that, you know, they squeak by with a victory by some errors. You know, those guys weren't prepared and ready to play.
Well, I don't think they expected, you know, with regard to what Bill did from the D side of the ball, I don't think they expected anything different at all. And he completely shocked them on that.
No, the surprising thing is, I mean, those all-out blitzes that the Patriots have been doing, they've been doing those mostly for the last 8 to 10 weeks. They've been doing a lot of blitzing on third down, bringing the house. And I thought that was because they were playing a lot of young quarterbacks. So if you're playing, you know, the Jets or the Bills, or inexperienced quarterbacks who, you know, they really don't know what to do in those situations. I was surprised that Rivers, of all people, you think that Rivers would have some type of adjustments or checks, but,
yeah.
You know, they had nothing going on. I mean, you have backs in the backfield that can catch and run. You have some big time receivers that are huge. You know, some of those catches that were made, those guys are massive. You know, when you have an all out blitz, you know, throw the check down to somebody that's running a hot route, or, you know, just throw it up to your tallest receiver and give them a chance, as opposed to, you know, freaking out and throwing the ball out of bounds, or, you know, taking the sacks or taking the hits and then looking at all your linemen like with your hands in the air crying like a baby. So
I don't think Phil likes to get hit. I mean, he complained more than anybody I've ever seen.
He's such a whiner.
Yeah.
And, you know, my Instagram post before the game was him whining. And I said, you know, my caption is, "What's wrong, Phil? You know, ? They missed the blitz pickup." You know, it's like exactly what happened in that game happened before when we played them in 14. It's the same stuff. So, you know, you can't play Peyton Manning like that. You know, you can't all-out blitz Peyton Manning because he'll check into the perfect play. You know, so you kind of – they expose Rivers for what he is.
LB is calling for the Patriots to win this by 2 touchdowns. A bit of a bold prediction out there. What would your call be this morning?
So you're saying 2 touchdowns in Kansas City?
LB is saying by two. Yes,
I'm calling a 2-touchdown win. I mean, they just abused Phillip Rivers, a Hall of Famer. They made him look like he was a high school quarterback. So Pat Mahomes. So you don't think they're bringing the house all day, every day, and they're going to ruin his day? That's my call. But I'm a homer.
The problem with doing that against the Kansas City is they have a guy like Hill, who's the fastest guy on the field. So when you're bringing the house, you're all man-to-man coverage. So can you cover Hill and Kelsey and some of their other weapons man-to-man? It's a little bit different. So, you know, I think that you have to be careful, because when you live by the blitz, sometimes you die by the blitz. So you have to be real careful with when you do that, because when you bring it, you got to make sure you get home. And if you don't, you have to be able to accept the consequences of, you know, getting beat.
Well, I'll cover Hill in my sleep. Fly me out there. Fly me out there.
That guy's the fastest guy in the league. I mean, he's a freak. So there's going to be some matchup issues. You know, who's going to cover Kelsey? Who's going to cover Hill? I mean, their running game is really good. You know, even though they lost one of their best running backs this year, I mean, they still just kind of picked up where they left off. So, you know, I think that's why it's really important for the Patriots to play from ahead, because of the fact you don't want them to start running the ball. Then they do the RPOs and they're throwing the ball with, you know, I think, you know, Rivers isn't looking to run, you know. Mahomes can get out of the pocket and he can run. So if you blitz him and he's able to step up and get away from somebody, he's going to run for a first down. You know, Rivers doesn't run away from anybody.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And while he's running, he's going to throw it across his body to the other side.
He's looking to escape pressure and throw a strike or run for a first down. So when you have a guy that can throw on the run like that, it's just another challenge. So you can't just say, okay, we're going to just get after this guy, because, I mean, he's thrown for 50 touchdowns. You can't underplay, you know, or underrate the guy for what he's done this year. I mean, he's not your average second-year quarterback, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
So
plays in the West.
He's in the race for the MVP, and the guy makes it look easy. And he's young, so he can take the some of the abuse, and he's gonna heal back up in a day. You know, he probably feels fine right now. They had an extra day to recover, you know, as opposed to the Patriots. So they played Saturday, they get Sunday to relax. You know, now they go through the regular week, they're playing, you know, with an extra day ahead of you. So, you know, I just think that they're a good football team. You can't, you know, just because the Patriots had the game that they had yesterday, you can't assume that they're going to go in and just destroy Kansas City. Like, that team's a good football team. And they play better on defense at home.
So what do you – can you call it? Can you give us a score?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's going to be similar to the what it was week six or when they played early in the season. It was 40-43, I do believe. Patriots win by a field goal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say they're going to score 40 points because I think the weather is going to be a factor. You know, if you look at the weather, you know, the extended forecast.
Yeah, the storm. Yeah.
Possibility of a storm or 15 degrees, you know. So when it's like that, points are kind of cut down a little bit. So, you know, I'd say probably 28-20 Patriots win.
28-20 Patriots over the Chiefs. Hmm. That is the call from Rob Ninkovich. All right. Are you, what else?
I just love you. So you're busting my nuts because I gave the Pats four more points than Ninko? I said two touchdowns. He called them by eight.
I think Rob is off too. I think they're going to win. If the Patriots win, they're going to win by a field goal. I don't think it's going to be. I think Rob said that it was foolish to say it was going to be a blowout, which is what you said it was. I mean, he just spent five minutes. He just spent 20 minutes breaking down every rationale that you used to say that the Patriots are going to win by two touchdowns.
And he called them by eight.
Nico's
a genius. He's the guy that played the game.
One possession isn't a blowout. You know, one possession is pretty, you know, it's one possession.
Yeah.
Two possessions, that's more of a, that's, you're on the edge of, okay, this is like out of hand.
Right, right.
I go by possessions, right. Not points. So yeah, 8 points is all it is.
Of course, you guys stick together.
Four, 2 point conversion. You're a hockey player, you know. 14 goals is a lot, you know.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you going out there? Are you working on TV, or what are you doing for the game?
I'll be local, so when they go away, I'll just be here.
I'm thinking of putting together a little foundation viewing party. So maybe we'll. Maybe we'll work on that.
Okay. Is that going to be at the...
are you going to be down at the stadium?
Yeah, I'll be at the stadium. So if you're at the tap room...
Yeah. All right. We'll work on... let's work on something.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good.
All right.
See you, Nico.
Unbelievable. And by the way, do you think that was Gronk's last game at Gillette?
Yes.
I think so, yes.
You do?
Wow.
I think he's going to... evaluate all things after the season's over.
What do you think this?
And if you look at his cap number for next year, I don't know if the Patriots hang on to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, bud.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yeah, you're the Bears kid.
All right, there he is, Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot. Stellar. He's become a stellar television and radio personality.
Awesome.
The man has become so good.
Yeah.
So good.
He's a natural.
Yeah.